Welcome to the one-day business acceleration retreat. This experience is designed to help women founders just like you plan and execute the exponential growth of your business. Only 3% of all women-led businesses cross the chasm of generating $1 million or more in annual revenues, and only 2% are funded through venture capital. These statistics are shocking, given that women are also known for delivering a higher return on capital and for being better able to handle major disruptors in business. The one-day business acceleration retreat is your entryway into breaking through the barriers of exponential growth by helping you build a purpose-led and visionary plan to inspire your team, also guiding you to discover specific, repeatable actions that will create traction, more prospects, more customers, more sales. I am Coco Selman, five-time founder, impact investor, creator of the Force for Good business system, and your host on this transformative journey. Women-led business is the most powerful, innovative force in the world. With purpose-led leaders like you at the helm, we can lead in both impact and profit. The future of business is women. This is our time. Let's make the world better through business.
Hi there. Welcome back. You made it all the way through. This is the very last episode of our one-day acceleration retreat. I hope that you have had a wonderful experience creating clarity and breakthrough for yourself and for your team. I hope you are really being able to see how your core purpose and vision are all coming together into a breakthrough. And together, you're going to have this opportunity now to put your planning into motion and make it part of your regular everyday recipe, right? So the first thing I invite you to do is make sure that you have completed the full one-day plan. And again, if you go to www.aforceforgood.biz/retreat, you're going to find that you can get the companion workbook and the one-day plan template. And with that template, you're going to be able to put in all the elements. So you put in your core purpose, your company vision, your 12-month breakthrough goal, your top three strengths, top three weaknesses, top three opportunities, top three threats, and then quarterly milestones, three for each quarter, 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, and 12 months out, your 30-day goals and the owner, and your key performance indicators listed out along with your weekly dashboard. So, all in one place, you now have a plan to help you move everything forward. And this plan can be shared with everyone on your team and other partners, whoever you decide. You can mix and match if there's certain things you don't want to share. That's your business. You can certainly decide not to do that. But this is a plan that you can use ongoing. So once you have that plan, the next step is to establish this weekly acceleration meeting. And so this is so exciting because this is the crux of the Force for Good model, having rituals in place that ensure that the actions that need to take place happen. So this acceleration meeting is where all of the progress occurs. It's where your culture gets built, where you add back in, connection to your core purpose and your vision every single week, every single day. And so without this, so you could have gotten all the way through to here, to this point, and made it through all 9 episodes and created the map even, created your whole plan. But if you don't follow through on the acceleration meetings every week, your breakthrough will not occur. So the idea is to take this plan that you've created today and move it into a weekly ritual. Rituals are intentional. I use the word ritual rather than meetings because they're rituals. They're implied to be part of your culture. They're part of your culture building. And these weekly meetings need to be filled with more than just data. They need to be filled with your higher intentions for what you want to achieve in the world, what meaning and matters to you, what the purpose and convictions are. So this is a really important piece. So other benefits of the weekly acceleration meeting, and this is really key. It's 52 cycles of innovation every year. So a lot of businesses meet monthly. Fewer meet weekly to really review KPIs. And this is what separates good to great. Some KPIs, and we talk about this in other parts of the journey of the Force for Good system, some KPIs are even measured and tracked and improved daily, right? So that you get daily cycles of innovation, daily cycles of improvement, looking to see how can we improve. So the 12-month breakthrough goal hinges on these cycles of innovation. So this is the essential habit of every continuously improving high growth, high performance company. This is it. Doing this weekly meeting where you look at numbers, you talk about progress, you connect to what's important, your purpose, your goals, and your vision. It's a designated time every single week to work on moving the company forward rather than just dealing with the litany of operational fires, phone calls, and everyday stuff. This is not the time to just have status reports of all your projects. This is different. This is an acceleration of those most important goals, which is, in this case, your 12-month breakthrough goal. This is designated to that. It is focused time where everything else sets aside and you focus on this one area. It's a disciplined time when you choose to work on your business rather than in your business, right? So I think it was Michael Gerber in E-Myth 30 years or so who first coined that term, but every entrepreneur, every leader knows that that's sort of the holy grail of being an entrepreneur is to work on your business rather than in it. When you're in it, you're just a cog in the wheel. When you're working on it, you're systematically improving the whole business and you're creating more value for the whole company. This weekly experience is where everybody on your team, not just you, becomes facilitators of working on the business. And that's a really marvelous thing. It's a great training ground for leaders to hold this meeting and have them be present for it.
The other thing is it's a constant reminder of the purpose of your company. It's the place where you can decide every week or every month what your new goals are for the month related to your 12-month breakthrough. You get to decide how you're going to celebrate and you get to put those elements in. You get to acknowledge people as part of the recipe as well. So that is what this is all about. And so what happens in the meeting, is really pretty simple. You want to keep it as simple as possible. First thing you want to do at the beginning of every weekly acceleration meeting, and this agenda is part of the companion guide available at www.forceforgood.biz/retreat. So the weekly acceleration meeting agenda begins with reviewing the one-day business acceleration plan, right? It's got core purpose, vision, breakthrough, SWOT, goals for the quarter, 30-day goals. So it's important to review and have that repetition of these elements every week, especially the core purpose, the core vision, the company vision, and the 12-month breakthrough. I highly recommend you have somebody read those. Every week it's different. Or you just ask. That's another way to do it. What's our core purpose? What's our company vision? What's our 12-month breakthrough goal? Who can give me a strength that's going to help us get there? Who can give me a weakness that we have to overcome, right? This can be a facilitated part of every week. The next step is you want to actually review the dashboard. So again, if you have it on Google Sheets, then all you have to do is open up Google Sheets. Everybody's already put their data nice and neat. And there you go. So now you can look at the data. And then the questions you're going to be asking are, what are the high leverage habits that can be amplified? So what did you do to create these results? And can you do more of that this week? What are the high potency actions that will move the needle? So things that aren't part of your regular habits, but other high potency action. And who will own these commitments, right? So you want to create a list of commitments also in your Google Sheet. And every week you can review your Google Sheet. You can look at your commitments and say, okay, how'd we do? So you review your dashboard, you look at the data, and you ask these questions. How can we improve? Next, we go on and check into the 30-day goals. So for each goal, you're going to identify whether you're ahead, on track, or behind in meeting the goal, and discuss specific ways to ensure your goal is achieved. What's working? What's not working? What are the high leverage habits that could be amplified? What are the high potency actions that would move the needle forward? Who will own these commitments? Again, it's a repetition. You want to get it so that everybody does this in this meeting, but then they discover that they're doing it in every meeting, right? They're looking for those repetitive, high leverage habits for this, but then they find out where they live in every other part of the business too. So this is good training for performance. Then you check in on goals for the quarter. How are we doing for this quarter's goals? And now finally, you review commitments. So each of these commitments gets put into a commitment tracker. Again, it's on a Google Sheet. There's a template for you in the guide, in the companion guide. You're going to review all the commitments that were made so far, along with any other actions the team feels would, to ensure progress and success. And you're going to review any commitments that were made last week, right? How did those commitments go? So you spend time focusing on commitments and holding people accountable. And then you are in the final steps where you acknowledge each other, right? What are the wins and acknowledgements? So very important to always, have acknowledgements, celebrate one another, and make sure everybody feels like there's progress. Like what's the progress that we've created so far? What's the gain here this week? What are our wins? So that's the agenda. So what you need to do next as we finish up our journey today is you need to establish a weekly acceleration meeting. So it's time to schedule your weekly meet, and we're going to do that right now. Again, this is what separates the winners from the losers. You could walk away and not do this, or you could schedule the time right now in the way that I'm going to describe. And suddenly, you're just going to do the things that are on your list in a way that you wouldn't have if you didn't do this right now. So first of all, you're going to ask yourself, who's going to attend this meeting? And it depends, right? It depends on how big your company is. Depends on, how your company is structured. If you have a team of five, probably want all five, right? If you have five employees. If you have 1,000 employees, you probably want your leadership team. Okay. And as you continue on in the first Force for Good journey, you will add layers of complexity and include more and more members of your team until everybody in the entire team participates in a weekly ritual. And but today you're gonna think about the map that you've made so far, the one-day plan you've created, and who is best to attend that first weekly meeting that you're going to establish. So who is going to attend? This is up to you.
Certainly everyone named as an owner in the data or an owner of a goal needs to be there, right? They have to be there. Likely everyone on your leadership team should be at this meeting. And anyone else you feel will move the needle is also good to have present. And it's good to have inclusion and transparency, right? It's that when we give people information, don't be surprised when they suddenly start to bring new wisdom and knowledge to the table because you've empowered them and you've helped them understand what it is you're about. So the second question, so who you going to attend, who will attend is the first question. The second is, when will you meet? So you want to look at your team calendar and decide right now the best day and time each week to meet and review the prior week's information. Okay, so look on your calendar and decide when that will be. What time of day is best? When is it going to be most received by your team? You know, when is there going to be the least amount of friction? When are people most available? Will they have enough time? You want to make sure people have time to gather the data that you've asked them to gather so that it's in there before you have the meeting every week. You know, set yourself up for success. Don't have it at 9 o'clock in the morning on Monday. You will probably have a lot of people that are unprepared, not ready, and feeling a sense of friction and resistance. Where will you meet? Decide where you'll meet. Will you meet physically in a specified conference room, or will you meet virtually on Teams or Zoom or some other platform? That's up to you, right? I've done it in both ways. I will tell you, it is 100% doable in both ways. And it's very effective in both ways. So you decide, if you're all in an office, then you should get together, be together, right? And add flavor to it. Add your own personal experiences, you know, like whatever your cultural rituals are, add those elements. Send out recurring meeting invite. Now, this is the game changer right here, right now. So right now, to get your transformational flywheel, which is what the Force for Good system is, to get it spinning and creating, accelerating impact, scale, and profit, send out the meeting invite right now. So go into your calendar, set the time. You're going to include in the invite, you're going to include the full agenda, not as an attachment, but you're going to put actually copy and paste the agenda so that anybody who comes into the meeting knows and is invited to the meeting knows what the agenda is. Include in the meeting invite links to where team members can update the dashboard and links to where they can provide progress on their commitments, their weekly commitments. Also include the plan you just created, attach the plan, the one-day acceleration plan, and include the location of the meeting and or Zoom links. All right, I know, go ahead, schedule it for next week. Get your time and place and invite the people and then click send. And now it's in place. Now you really are accelerating your business. You're amazing. You just did it. You completed all the steps. You now have completed the 1 day business acceleration retreat, and you've set up your weekly acceleration meeting. And so now you are ready for full on growth. So what is next for you is totally up to you. If you feel like you need some support, I hope you will reach out and get support directly from us. You can email sarah@aforceforgood.biz to schedule an exploratory or discovery session. It's free, and we can help you work through any kinds of questions you have about the plan you just created. You can also join us on our next accelerator, our business accelerator. It's a 12-week online virtual experience. You can find that on our website. You can also choose to select and do a strategy session with me. So you can book that and we could do a 60-minute strategy session together. So all these are on the website, www.forceforgood.biz. And we look forward to supporting you and continuing this wonderful journey together. I can't wait. I would love it if you sent me your one-day plan and so that we can celebrate you together. And, you know, any questions that you have, please don't hesitate to reach out. We're here to support you. Our purpose is to make the world better through business and to provide you, our mission is to provide you with self-service tools that make acceleration and breakthrough possible. And so that you can achieve all of the impact that you long for in the world and all the profits that should come with building a business. All right. Oh, and one more thing. If you haven't already, make sure you go and pre-order the Force for Good book. I'll tell you why. In the Force for Good book, it's not coming out until 2024, but right away when you request the book and you order it, you'll get access to a bundle of bonuses that are incredibly empowering. So the Force for Good system has, this is one tool. Today we, over the course of the business acceleration retreat, you used the one tool, but we have like 80 tools. There's like 80 tools and it helps you at different parts of your business. When you buy the book, you get all the tools. Kind of cool. So if you go and you buy the book, so aforceforgood.biz/book, you will get all those tools in your inbox right away. All right. I hope you're well. Enjoy. Go make the world a better place.
Congratulations on embarking on this incredible journey with the one-day business acceleration retreat. Now that you've had a taste of the Force for Good system, a gateway to accelerating impact, scale, and profit in your business, we invite you to continue your journey with us on our virtual business accelerator. Learn more at www.aforceforgood.biz/accelerator. It's your transformative path to installing the elevated system of building continuous cycles of purpose-led prosperity in your business. Learn more at www.aforceforgood.biz.